Hi, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, or just whenever you're listening to this thing. I'm Yasin Barnes.
I'm Brad.
I'm Saeed.
I'm Shadley.
No, you're not Shadley. Speaking to the damn mic.
No, I don't want to.
Yo, this is the worst. Shadley is a mime on a mic. And this is the Coffee and Controller podcast, season two, getting back into where we were. Yo, it's been a while since we've been here.
Season two, back in the habit.
Yeah. Is that the...
Is that the theme of back in the habit?
And drug addicts.
What was that?
But you guys, did you record it last week?
We just shot some shorts.
I was out in Grahamstown being cold and muff. what are we doing? A catch up first?
Yeah, we can do the catch up first.
What have you been watching?
What have you been doing? What have you been playing?
So I started playing Dino Crisis 2, PlayStation and 1, and it's better than I...
On what are you playing it?
On an emulator, like a PC emulator, but it's better than I thought it would be going into it. Like, I almost remember it as like, which it is kind of, but Resident Evil with dinosaurs, that's how I remember it. But it's more action focused, Dino Crisis. So basically it encourages you to expend bullets and all that stuff because... You get like points per dinosaur killed, and then you use those points to buy more ammo, like at save points. So ammo is readily available. It's not like scarce, like a survival horror or anything.
It was weird for the time because it was like, buy weapons and ammo. You're like, what? What do you mean buy?
But it's also like, the love child of Jurassic Park and Resident Evil.
100%.
It's 100%.
Also like stuff that can kill you that doesn't exist. Buy this.
But it literally is made by the same people. It plays the same. It looks the same. It's got the same like fixed angle, 3D rendered backgrounds kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
But instead of the zombies coming at you, it's the dinosaurs.
It's dinosaurs.
And is this the copy that you were playing?
No.
No, that's the original one.
No, this is original. An original copy.
That's one. He's playing two.
We were speaking about it earlier. There were some shops who sold copied games.
In original looking.
Yes, covers. For the parents. The parents were like, I'm buying an original game for my child. Can't, it's a fake.
Yeah.
And
does Dino Crisis, does it have the same ridiculous bag mechanic that Resident Evil has where you have to Tetris?
Not really, no. No, well, that's Resident Evil 4 only, and 5. But no, Dino Crisis 2 is very, the inventory is very basic. It's like, you go into it, you select healing items. You can have like, I think it's unlimited healing items. Yeah. You can have, very like, it's not survival horror. It's just.
It's action.
Action
it's,
survival.
It's kill all the things.
Yeah.
I can get by that though. The only thing is I hate the control system of Resident Evil. So I feel like this is not the game for me.
Do you know what's cool about this one? I also didn't expect it is you can aim while walking, which is not something you can do in Resident Evil 1, 2 or 3.
Really?
So in Resident Evil, you have to run, stop,
and
aim, shoot.
That's what broke up the action to like make it like slower paced.
You know the thing with Resident Evil that screwed me over because every other game that I played before that, you stand, it's third person, first person or third person. In Resident Evil, the person is in the corner, but you must all move left and right. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, you always, and every time you walk into the scene, you have to reorientate basically how the body moves. And I was like, too much thinking. Last this game.
Yeah.
And you said?
I've been playing two things only. Number one, obviously, I'm trying to grind out the Fortnite Battle Pass because I want all the Fallout stuff.
Some things never change. New season, same Saeed.
Yeah, but it's Fallout though, so I have to get it. So I have to get to like level like 130 or something to get the last Fallout thing. So I'm like 106 or something now.
So you'll be done tonight.
Yeah.
Like,
take the weekend.
I think I'll be done like next week but I haven't till like mid-August. So I'm definitely going to finish it. But I want to get it done so that I don't feel pressure to play. I didn't buy the Battle Pass yet because I want to finish it and then buy it. And then feel what it feels like to get everything.
That's a nice feeling.
Because see, this is drag,
the Ambenik also, you had it now.
I've been playing Castlevania. I don't know, is it Area of Sorrow?
Yes.
That one.
I enjoyed the game for like an hour and then I've just been running around lost in that castle.
Send help.
For like
somebody send help.
I hate that game so much now. but I enjoy it. Like, it's lekker. Because I started playing it because I thought that it was the other one on Game Boy. Because I remember my cousin playing the other one, and it looked so quiet because you got all the powers and you could, you know, like, and I he finished the game like 100%. That's the other one. Like,
Symphony of the Night.
Yeah.
More tales of the cousin. He finished the game 100%. To my cousin, he's so big, he's so big, so big.
So I wanted to play it, but then I played like an hour and I realized it's the wrong one. But so now I'm like, I have to finish it. I'm enjoying it because it's kind of like, there's permadeath, so like I'm saving a lot with the Anbanix because I'm cheating. But it's lekker because like, I'm not getting frustrated when I'm dying. I'm actually just, I just keep going back and trying to beat whatever
what's in your way.
Boss is in the way. And I'm like learning because there's like lekker moves you can do. Like there's one that's like a backdash. So then you press the button and then you just scoot backwards, whatever, and you can get power ups. There's like one where you throw a cat at somebody and then the cat just does a lot of damage. So like you just throw cats and then the cat just runs. Like, so it's quite like you just keep throwing cats at people. That's like a lekker one. And then
That sounds like an interesting mechanic.
So like you get that after you defeat like an apprentice witch or something, and then you get that power up where you can throw a cat. So like it's cool because like even though it's on Game Boy, every weapon feels different. Every weapon is different because like some swords you strike fast, some swords you strike in like a circular motion, some are poking. Like it's actually lekker.
So you see the, I'll say the magic or the reason why Castlevania is...
I get why people like it. It's just I hate the way that it works. Where
so you shouldn't play Metroid. You shouldn't play Metroidvanias.
No, exactly.
I'm just lost in the maps. But I like them.
It's they must all built on that. Like it's a singular map, and you must find your way around. Like,
if you press select, then you see the map and you see where you are. But it doesn't help.
They're like, here's a map. Good luck.
I'll see. Okay, there's a room above me that I haven't opened yet. But how the hell do I get to that room?
So that's like, for you to find out.
Literally, no, like I posted on our stories, can somebody help me with the game? Because there was a period where I played legitimately for an hour that I made no progress because I just kept running from the one end of the castle to the other end and I didn't know what to do. And it's like the only way you know that you're getting somewhere is when you see an enemy you haven't seen before, like a new type of monster.
You're like, oh no, a new problem.
Then I see somebody and I'm like, and then that bra kills me. I must reload and go find my way back to that room.
When I got my first Game Boy that I bought from Cash Converters, the cheapest game was Metroid and I didn't know what Metroid was. And then I played it and I hated it because...
Yeah, it's a lot of that.
Of just going into a room going, was I here before? Yeah. So it's not. Then you go into another room and you also don't know what's a door, what can go in. And it just...
I think a lot of those games went over our head.
Yeah.
At that time, because it was like... it was just...
They made maps in spaces that we didn't need maps.
But it's like, I really think it's like really cool. And like, I really want to play more of those games and get into that those style because... Like what it reminded me of, like the dying and coming back, it's like reminded me a lot of like what I liked about Hades, where it's like that loop is like, I'm going to keep trying and I'm going to keep trying to get better. So like I must learn how to dodge you and I learn your rhythm and stuff like that. So like it kind of also made me like interested in maybe finally trying like a Dark Souls kind of game where like you have to like learn.
But isn't that also like Zelda?
No, I wouldn't say it's like Zelda. Do you know? Like I played recently now, like Hollow Knight, and that's one of my favorite games, and that's also a Metroidvania. And I think it's just games like that.
Sorry, is Metroidvania a real thing?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's basically like
you sounded very smoother than if Charlie came up with that name.
Trademark it.
No. So it's like single map, but you sort of need new powers to get to new areas, and I think. It's just they've gotten better at like telegraphing how to do that in games. Like Hollow Knight, you kind of see, you need this kind of power. So you need to sort of look for that. Like, what you must look for to get to the next area. You might not know where, but you need to look for that thing. I think like Hollow Knight is just one of my favorite games.
What do you play?
Ever. Hollow Knight.
Is that?
It's just such a great game.
And also... Father Part 3.
The other thing I've been playing.
His family got new DLC.
We added an extra expansion to the family.
Downloadable children.
Nice. Hey.
No, that's something else.
Whoa, kick this man's hard drive now. My eldest has actually been getting into, like, he's playing a lot of PlayStation now. We've been playing Goat Simulator, actually.
Nice.
Yep. So it's just random nonsense, like, just catching on the random
also,
nonsense.
Also, who called it FIFA and not Goat Simulator? Because it's messy. No. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yasin?
Oh, I first of the games with the Ambenik, I tried to play.
Yasin's fighting for his life there.
Metal Slug. But with no cheats.
Yo.
The only thing is the unlimited credits, but still, it's a long and difficult game. And I played all of them 1, 2, 6.
Jeez.
It's 6.
There's a frag. There's up to X.
Yeah.
But I think there's a weird thing. It's like X is like 6, 7.
Yeah, very weirdly. And then, firstly, it's a very difficult game. It's very funny, but also social commentary. very interesting. They also went wild out on it, and so that's for one part I played, and then last week I started The Boys.
Oh,
but from season one, because I watched season one when it came out, and then I stopped because you know sometimes when the gap between seasons happen, you just never go back.
Yeah, it takes a while.
I'm on season 3 now, and again social commentary.
Yeah,
really, really good. Very wild as a show. You see things that you shouldn't.
Yep.
But a good, like a really, really refreshing take on superheroes.
So I have a new segment that I want to introduce, and that's the question of the week. And if they want to answer in the comments, Stitch, whatever you want to do.
Why do we call it question from the week? And it's W-E-A-K. Because it's from them, they week.
No, it's not from them. That's the Q&A's. This is just like random questions that are fine.
So then I just thought
I was about to say.
So, if you could play play games from only one publisher for the rest of your life, who are you going with? And the options are Nintendo, Sega, Sony, Activision Blizzard, Microsoft, Ubisoft, EA, or Valve.
Microsoft, everything that they own.
So everything they've published, not
like Bethesda stuff don't fall under them.
That would technically.
Good question.
Because if that's
then, but Bethesda is published, so it's like.
Hey, I hear your question. Yeah. Here's another question.
look here. They have Activision Blizzard separately. Okay, so this was before the merger.
Okay.
So we're gonna take it then as like a separate.
What does Microsoft make? Flight Simulator. What
Halo.
Else?
Halo.
I don't play that.
And there's Goat Simulator and Train Simulator.
I mean, my answer to that, I think, will just be Sony. Yeah, out of those ones,
I again would go Nintendo.
Yeah,
because I feel like Nintendo has a bigger range of styles of games. Because I feel like Sony has like the arcades thing, but I feel like Nintendo would have more fun things and a little bit more like technical stuff. Because they don't do graphics. That's one thing. And there's horrible graphics. But I think the quality of game for me is in my line.
Yeah, that's fair.
Said so is battling there still. I'm with you. I'd actually say. For me, it's between Activision Blizzard and Nintendo, and I think I'm going to go Nintendo because I think Nintendo just have...
I need to
look EA that. Also, EA would show up.
Yeah, it's a good lineup.
EA
like,
has given us bangers on bangers.
That's the thing I'm leaning towards EA.
For shame.
Who's more arcade, Nintendo or EA? When I say arcade, I mean like pick up and play style gaming.
Oh.
Early,
right?
Good question.
That's really rough.
I don't think Valve makes enough for me to be
Valve,
like,
I'm
going to rely on Valve and I'm going to make one game in the next 12 years. Like,
you're going to play Half-Life 2 and waiting for Half-Life 3.
Probably, maybe Ubisoft even. Like, just... I think they can turn it around. I have faith that they can stop being full of nonsense like they've been.
My problem with Ubisoft is that I feel like the current catalog isn't big enough. Mm.
But what if they'd make like a really good Assassin's Creed down the line? Then it'll be worth it. Like,
no.
But you're also wishing and hoping
for
things that doesn't exist.
I'm looking for a whole catalog.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do so. I wouldn't do so. I'll just go with EA then.
Yeah.
There's the I don't know.
They also you got Beagle.
Yeah, you sorted.
That's enough.
What would you guys pick?
It's a very broad question. Yeah. Though. That's the only problem because you go, I also don't know what Sony makes.
I mean, the only reason I chose Sony is like, because, I mean, they have PlayStation Studios.
So they'll have God of War, they'll have...
So it's God of War, Uncharted, Horizon, Zero Dawn.
Yeah, yeah.
And Forbidden West, and then...
They've got one person doing the graphics on all those games.
100%.
Because as you're saying the names, I go, all of them look the same.
Yeah.
They all got that like...
They don't like saturation also. Like, it's all like on 60-70% saturation.
Horizon's got good saturation, I would say.
It does, yeah. It's bright. Yeah. It's very bright.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the brightest.
Oh, no, yes. Oh, yeah. I was placing where it is.
Yeah. But you're right. Days Gone, Uncharted. Very...
Uncharted, I'd kind of argue...
Realistic, scratchy.
Yeah.
Uncharted as three is very bright.
Three is very bright. I'm thinking four, though. Four is... Yeah.
But the graphic style, it's all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's also the thing with Nintendo is that while it's all cartoonish, it's different kinds of cartoons.
Yeah.
I'll give them that.
Okay, so we're going to get into today's podcast. We're trying something new. We're reminiscing about 90s gaming. So Saeed is...
That's not something new. I feel like that's what we do here.
Saeed is automatically disqualified because he was born in 2001. But yeah, like just gaming in the 90s and how much it's changed. How much do you think it's changed since like the culture of gaming back then versus now? You know, like it used to be very different. We didn't used to like game in the same way that we do now. Like now you go home, you sit at home. You put on a console, you put on your PC, you open the library and you drink.
But also you speak to the people in their homes also.
Yeah.
And no one sits next to each other. But also, I think, what do we 90s in? TV game.
Yeah, so we're talking TV game, we're talking arcades.
PlayStation 1 is not out yet.
Yeah.
Late 90s, it comes out.
Because I'm thinking like multi-tap, because multi-tap also was a game changer where you had more than two people playing at the same time.
Because what was your first introduction to like games? Because like the 90s where you guys would have really started gaming.
So my older cousin, classic older cousin, he had a TV game and when I saw Mario Brothers, and I was like, oh shit, you're controlling something that's on a screen, that shit's blowing my fucking mind. Because again, no one had PCs that also had games. It was just I think the TV game was the only thing that existed for it.
Yeah. So
for me, it was like, I remember going to like the corner shop with my mommy one day. And then they had like an arcade cabinet there with auto fighting on it. And it was like, I was like, what is this?
What's the first arcade game? I can't remember what my first arcade game was.
Because I was like, what is this? And I'm like, mommy, can I play? Can I play? Please. She's like, no, you don't know what you're doing.
You're wasting the money.
Just
get on the Dumbo and ride it the outside of Pick and Play.
Our corner shop had two. The one was, you know that the pinball game where it's like a lady's face at the back with like the red hair?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yes.
That one. And then they had Bubble.
Nice.
Oh, bubble.
So that was I think that was like the first of those arcade games that I played.
Because I think for Brad, did you also go to the corner shop? Were you one of us?
It wasn't on a corner.
Even to in once it was like, you know.
No, so like, I mean, I can tell you my first game I ever played. I can tell you exactly what it is. It's called, I think it's called Alley Cat. It was on computer. My dad works in IT. So like he had a computer at home.
Oh.
And then he's like, check this out. I mean,
you were one of the chosen.
My dad was like 26. You know what I mean? If you think about it, maybe 27 because I was like 3 years old. You know what I mean?
Jeez.
So my dad's like, check this out. Now he wanted to play the game probably as well. And I'm like, get out of the way. I want to play. And all the game was is like you controlling this like little pixelated cat like down an alley like beep. Bleep, bleep. And then you jump on the fence and bleep, bleep, and void things. That's what the game was. I can vividly picture it. I think it was Alley Cat or Street Cat, but I think it was Alley Cat.
I have never heard of this game in my life.
I had that, and then it was like a thing where you like make funny, you like create funny faces. So it gives you like the outline of a face. Yes, exactly that with the purple and
everything. Yes, I do know that game.
I've never seen that in my life.
Yes.
I've never seen this in my life.
And then it was, so it was that, and then like a thing where you look, you can just put eyes like on a funny face and then put a funny teeth and a different nose and different ears. So it was like, wasn't a game. It was just like creating a funny face.
This feels very advanced. Yeah.
No, but the thing is, if you say that now, I remember there was discs where that used to come either with magazines and shit, but you have like boarding games.
Yes.
Like that.
Yeah. like educational games.
Yeah.
But you didn't learn anything. It just put you on the computer. And also as a child, you find anything that is a remotely like a game. You go, am I playing a game?
Yeah, exactly.
You start opening Notepad and just doing stuff because it's like, you have computer time.
Do you remember that there was a game on TV game where you were a car that had to like jump up, you drive left and right? And the stages would change from different countries.
No, I don't remember this at all.
So you would almost like drive to the side. It's almost like a minivan, and it would like drift when you turned. And then you must jump to the next level, and you must not knock the things and collect.
I mean, maybe if I see like a screenshot, like that Alley Cat woke something up in you. You're like, yes, I know that.
Like I saw it, and I was like, I'm going to find it.
Yeah.
Did you guys play any educational games? Because I don't know if that was like, you guys were really like, teenagers that time. Like, I don't know if you guys
say, watch your words. You say,
no, because I'll smack you.
Like, I remember there was this thing that my dad bought me at school. It was called like PC Genius or whatever. So there's like animals, and then it teaches you, like, you play the games, but it's like math or like reading stuff or like, you know what I mean? So, like, I remember those things, but I don't know if you guys were.
There were like a few, like Yasin was saying, like the magazines used to come with, but like those educational games, if you will.
I play those games simply because I go, I know I'm way beyond the level, but I go, it's a game I could play. And if I have nothing on the PC, I'm going to play it.
Yeah.
Like, even
Encarta. I keep you busy.
Encarta was your...
Encarta had that question.
Yes.
The map.
Yes.
The map game. We must drag the countries.
Yes.
That was like... I didn't have games and I didn't have internet, but I played in Carter all the time.
You and I, same page. Yeah,
in Carter Kids 2007. I don't know, you guys were.
This is why I used to double at like general knowledge because there's fuck all else to do on a computer. It was just like, I gotta play
drag the organs into the face. Everything is like brain.
It was so basic, like,
but it was fun. Like,
the thing of also the culture was, I feel like it, again, battling someone in the same room. Like, now it only happens at tournaments where people start playing like versus, but then the only way to play is in, like, right next to the person. You couldn't move them, you could have a street fight
The thing is, like, also, like, you had to go out to go play games with Brasa, like you'd have to go to an arcade. Like, if you didn't have a console, then you'd have to go to an arcade, like in one city. Rest in peace. So, the octopus.
Or you must play outside.
What's the soccer game on the arcade? The one that I was playing the last time or so. I can't remember. Anyway,
Super Strikers.
Yeah, Super Striker.
I don't know. I'm just saying stuff now.
King of Fighters, and I hated King of Fighters because there were older brasa that used to play, that used to stand by the shop and drink King of Fighters the whole day. And then one day I made the mistake of going, oh, I also want to play. They schooled me hard and I was like, I'm never playing this fucking game again.
They beat you and they're so stupid. And you were like, nah, I can't.
Then also because they live close to the school, after school, like, children used to go home late because they just used to stand hovering over the machine and just bust. They used to moor my car
for the corner shop there.
Yeah.
You remember?
You just see all the coins mooring there.
The shop's still there. It's just down the road here in Buddhizach when I used to go shopping with my mom. And then also, I think this was my first like taste of arcade machine or arcade cabinet. Yeah. And I saw it. I think my mom gave me a couple. It was 50 cents, obviously, back then. And then my first ever arcade game was Street Fighter 2. I know that for a fact. I remember just punching that car in between stages.
Yo, you still got to the car. That's as a child.
Was he fighting for your life?
I'm remembering. Do you guys ever go to that place in Langebaan or to the, like, Sunny Park or something? You know where they have the trampolines and the slide?
So they
used to have arcade stuff there.
Yes, free, and wasn't it?
And I think you had to pay. I can't remember. But like, they had Sunset Riders there.
Yo.
Oh, that's a banger.
And I remember I remember playing Sunset Riders there.
I remember playing Sunset Riders at N1 City, but it was on the big arcade machine. So there was four. We were four people playing Sunset Riders at the same time. Because you know, every time you play, you see there's four, but there's only two controllers.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And there was one night I was like, we four people playing the same game on YouTube. So like, so it blew my mind to go, oh, everybody can enjoy the same thing here.
But there were some like arcades that were like peak. Like N1 City was like a peak arcade where you're going to get like quality cabinets.
I think that also the arcade that blew my mind was when, or the machines where you sit down.
Yeah, with a bunkie.
The seat was included in the game.
Then you know, like,
uncomfortable seat of your entire life.
Also because it's too far from the thing. So you're always like leaning awkwardly. But yeah, then
I was gonna say, like, what are like some of your arcade staples? Like, what games did you have to play when you go?
Yeah. Wait, just before that, there is no greater feeling than just walking past the arcade and randomly pressing start, not putting a coin in. And the game goes, you have started the game, and you're like, I didn't even do the money. It felt like you were blessed by God just coming down.
That was the child equivalent of finding like money in your pocket.
Can I just say once at campus, I just walked past the vending machine. And I was like, let's just see. I put my hand in the vending machine, a Snickers.
Blessed and highly favored.
That was just like,
You're truly the chosen one.
I've been chasing that high since then. Nothing's
getting close. But also, did it just fall out?
It was there. It was laying. Like somebody bought it.
But I'm saying the thing of, did someone buy it and just
did it get stuck?
Or did it just, because I also feel like some vending machines, the stuff just falls sometimes.
Maybe my guardian angel was like, this is what I didn't eat today.
Sugar levels are low.
Sometimes it was like it's full thinner and then it drops the extra thing afterwards.
Best feeling. So arcade staples. I have two. The one is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2. So that's like, the first game was very, very basic. Mm. Like little Ninja Turtle sprite. But the second one, I think it's the second one, when you like go into the office, the first level's the office and it's the side-scrolling beat 'em up type of thing. With the different color ninjas coming at you, like the purples and the whatever. Like, and then, side-scrolling. I would always play that. I wouldn't get very far. I'd get to like the second boss and then I'm like, I'm out of tokens.
Is that the one where those little white robots look like chicken robots?
Yes.
Jump on your hands?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's that one.
I hated them.
But I love that game so much, and it's so cool that they've kind of remade it for modern consoles now. In the Shredder's Revenge, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's such a dope game.
So good.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix
also.
As well.
Go play it.
But then the second arcade staple was Rampage.
Ooh.
I used to love, didn't know what I was doing. I just jumped on a building.
Can you finish?
Punched it. And
is there end to that game? Because I remember playing that with my friend on MAME, and we got to like level like 60 something because we thought the game's gonna end soon. Yeah. And then randomly another monster sticks out, and it's like, when is this gonna end?
Also, you'll go back to the city, so you start playing the same levels again.
It is
and they just add maybe more people. Yeah. And add more what? And
speed
just,
it up.
It's actually a great concept for a game. Yeah. Just to
like
end.
Tetris. Yeah. Just speed it up. Make it hard.
Also, that's what I think is cool about arcade games. Now is that like, you don't play an arcade game expecting a full game. You don't go there and being like, oh, I have to. This game must.
I have to finish it.
I must see the end of this game. It's like you play until you maybe like you. I don't think like this very rarely that I've died and then I've decided I'm gonna put in more tokens and play further. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm just like, okay, I have my fun with that game and I move on. And I think that's like a cool thing about it.
Pick up and play, and also when I'm done, I'm done. I'm not like craving the thing.
Like when you like don't have lust to play, you can just be like, I'm dead now.
Or you just walk away. You're not even you're not dead yet, but you just walk away.
You're Tekken, bruh. That game, I played Tekken the last time there, and I was just like, I'm bored because this one button doesn't work.
That's the worst.
Okay, cool.
Broken arcades,
Or when you play against somebody and you're like, you want to play with your bruh, but then you beat him and then it's like, okay, I'm still in the game now, so do I? I have to play the computer while this bruh's, I'm missing out because they all moved on. They're playing something else. And then I'm like, I'll just finish this game.
You just walk away. You go, I'm going to die. It's fine. Yeah. I don't listen to play Metal Slug alone. Yeah.
That, just quickly, the other one I just thought of now is the Simpsons arcade game.
Oh, that's a just good classic.
Classic.
I love that game. I was very fond of that game once, I remember. Just so much fun.
There was also one of those games where like the brand was so strong in us that you played it, you played the game, not even for the fun of the game, just to go, I'm playing Simpsons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it was just great branding of going, it's the closest thing we're going to get to it.
They all, like all of those brands had like the same side scroller essentially. You know?
Yeah.
Just with like their characters.
Yeah.
Like reskinned with their characters.
Well, then, put Simpsons on the M&E.
Isn't it there?
I don't think so.
It's in MIME, I think.
Is it?
I must go find it. Shouldn't be. Yeah, he's going to go play it now.
No, because
I used to play it on MIME all the time.
Because they also had like special stages. Because you pick one of them and then you... so you fight the people off and then there's a stage where you like bot and you skateboarding or something.
Isn't there also one where you like have to blow up a hot air balloon or something?
Yes.
Like tap the button to blow it up?
Yes.
It's like the Krusty the Clown hot air balloon or something like that.
So those are the things also, like even when it came to the Olympic Games, I don't have the
tapping power.
Yeah, like because also I used to see the guys and they take a coin and they rub it almost over the, but the shop owner used to moor us. He used to do that.
Stop breaking my stuff.
Yeah, because you basically you rub the button warm, but you also break the edges of the button so it becomes round.
Yeah.
But
what are your staples, your arcade staples?
There's Cadillacs and Dinosaurs.
Thing
with Cadillacs and Dinosaurs, I feel like, in retrospect, it wasn't a great game.
Yeah, but it was at the time, it was liquor.
Because there was blood in it.
And Dinosaurs.
Co-op was fun. Those games were fun only when you got to play with your brother. You played alone, you go,
that's okay.
But Cadillacs and Dinosaurs, because there was... The one guy used to beat the animals and you go, I'm sad for animals that don't exist. And then
there was a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. And then there was like the fat brasa that ran you over. Yeah. It's just like you couldn't get them. They would just run you over the whole time.
And also those stages where you're in the Cadillac and you're just stamping everything.
Yeah. Also, there was a lot of games that were the same game.
Yeah.
Cadillacs and Dinosaurs was the same as Punisher.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then what else is there? There's another one that all had the same like art style and the same objective in the
same
game.
Same color palette.
Streets of Rage, all of those like
actually Streets of Rage was fun because the two of you could do moves together.
Yeah.
So I played Streets of Rage on a Game Gear.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh shit, this is fire. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
was it on Sega?
Yes, Streets of Rage was on Sega.
Did you have it?
I had Streets of Rage. It was super chess.
Yes.
It was,
Because then, if you walk close to each other, then
you can punch.
Why are you holding me, Shaq? Why are you holding me? But if you hold him, then you can kick out most.
Yes.
And then you can do a move. But the only thing was Streets of Rage. This was the first game that had friendly fire.
Yes. I could
kill you. I could hurt you in the game. And then I did it because
Saeed, what are your arcade staples?
The one that I have to play, I think it might be yours also, Time Crisis.
Yeah, that's a
must. I have to play Time Crisis. What's the point of going if you're not going to play Time Crisis?
But
also,
Time Crisis is the only the game you play when you get there because you have enough tokens and confidence tokens.
The thing is, it was always expensive. It was like 4 tokens, one play. No? So you're like, I'll make my tokens. I play that first. And I know like, that's that.
Yeah.
Did you finish a Time Crisis yet?
Nah. You know why, man? We'll start playing with somebody else.
Yeah.
And then they stop playing and it's like, I'm just standing here pretending to shoot a gun.
Yeah. Like, it's freak difficult. So like, it's difficult.
I think I got close once though. But other staple, I have to do a basketball game. Because I'm too short to shoot at a normal hoop like that.
True.
But at N1, I'm
Kobe.
LeBron, let's go.
Yeah, I'm super close to all
of them.
And
then what was what percentage were you at the game? In terms of like your score rate?
I think decent because like once you like realize like you have to like put a little bit of backspin on it and you get that right. It's like the first three shots, it's just to like calibrate. And then after that, it's just like, you just go like.
So the thing of, I used to butt those games, I stand on the side.
Yeah.
And then you basically try to reach into the what do you call it? And I go, I'm here for tickets. I'm not here to show you how good I am at throwing.
So we used to like go to the side, but you don't even throw the ball. You put your hand in and you just go,
hit the sensor.
So like by the end of it, you've got like 200 and then you just get all the tickets. We got kicked out of an old one.
You just see like that strip of tickets like on the floor there.
Yeah. And then the other one is a new one. I've But it's Deal or No Deal.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's the best game. It's the best game, bro.
I don't understand.
It's the best game. I love that game so much.
Get him onto Deal or No Deal, please.
I love that game so much.
I never understood the fishing games. That always felt boring. And even the hunting games, like, I go, now you must wait to shoot something, but you can play Time Crisis and shoot everything. Also, sorry, the other thing with Time Crisis is that for a game that old, there were so many things you could shoot in the stage and that would be affected by it.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Like you could shoot the umbrella and it would have its own effect.
It's like pop.
You eat the bottle, just in the background, it would have an effect.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the tables and shit would fly around and you go, that's a small thing, but at the time they did it well.
Do you remember there was a game, I think it was called Ghosts and Goblins or something. I think it was called Ghosts and Goblins. It was like basically an on-rail shooter, but the gun almost looked, you were holding two things. You were holding two handles.
Oh, like a double handle.
And then you like, it's like almost like a supernatural ghost hunting
game. But that's the one that you sit in the machine. Is it that one?
I think there were some versions where you sit in it.
Jurassic Park had one like that, yes.
But that Ghosts and Goblins was my another staple. I just remembered it now. Like at a Paro Center, we always used to go there.
Isn't Ghosts and Goblins the guy?
Maybe I'm saying it wrong. Maybe it's the wrong name.
Ghosts and Goblins. I think that's the one with him. He's a knight. But when he wears
that
armor.
That was a Blizzard. That's a Blizzard game. That's a side scroller.
Yes.
And then every time he gets hurt, he loses armor.
Yeah.
It's not Ghosts and Goblins. I'll find it now quickly.
Because you two have actually covered two games that are staples for me. Cadillacs and Dinosaurs and Time Crisis. Mm. So then for me, it's also like Metal Slug was a must.
Yeah.
Just because that was like, it's simple, man. It's just shoot everything.
Yeah, we're at the same level.
You know, my thing with Metal Slug is I think I've played it too much. In my life.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I don't have like lust to play that game anymore because it's like, I know I'm not going to finish the game and I've played it. Like
You've got it to that point where it's like, you know it too well. And it's just like, I've made my peace with you.
You know, there's also the other game and I think I have a problem with controlling things at a distance. Like I had with Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Do you know the racing game, the rally one? Where you look, you basically looked at an angle and you had to like move the car.
Yes.
But moving the car was weird for me because I go, left and right is not left and right as I'm just looking at the
thing. You play with a red car where you like that game.
Yes.
Yo, I used to love that game on MAME. What is that game?
I know.
What is
I don't know.
Game?
It's also just some rally.
Yo, I used to love that game.
Speaking of which, another staple quickly, Crazy Taxi.
Because that's coming back, eh?
But he's coming back.
It's coming back. They're making a new online.
Also.
They're making an online where it's like a
everybody's
racing. Open world. Open world.
You mean just normal taxi drivers in South Africa? That's what it is.
They're not ready for us on that server. On those servers, but are we gonna
show them what taxis are?
Crazy Taxi is a scam because you only pick up two people max. Yeah, we got 37. Come, we go.
Also, the Crazy Taxi never used to have like a sitting thing. It was like always standing. Like
yeah,
to stand. And then like dry.
Just quickly, that game's called Laser Ghost. That's what it's called. Yes. Not
I love arcade names. It's so simple. It's
laser
like
ghost.
Like
shoot a ghost with a laser.
Laser Ghost. Simple.
But then there was also again one of the arcade games that you had to be still within your first batch of tokens.
Yeah.
When you have tokens, is the bike that with a fan on. And then you fly the bike through the balloons.
Yeah.
Yo. But at the end of the game, your legs are burning and you're sweating too much.
It's a workout. So don't even let people tell you in that game.
Also, though, you can only do two stages of that. I've never seen anybody go further than that.
Yeah.
I feel like it was a scam past that.
You know what else is similar? That rowing game.
Yo.
That's the worst game. Because when you play with somebody who's more into it than you or not as into it
now
as
you're fighting for your life.
And then you going crazy the and then they just like...
Also, if you go crazy, then it go. The steering is the drifting. Also,
but the thing I hate about those games now is I don't want to be. Why am I sweating in N1 City, bro? Why am I lambing here in Wonderland and my shirt is wet now? I want two tokens.
I came here to chill, not for a workout. I would have gone to like virgin active.
Exactly, bro. Like, now I'm like, I must catch my breath. It's embarrassing. People are seeing you. You're like, yo.
I actually always hated the motorbike games. I feel like I could never get it right. When I see the guys get it right, then I'm just like,
how?
Scams. Because I always would either oversteer or understeer the thing. And then
you like lead the right.
The worst game, the horse game is. Didn't we play that when
quite recently? Yeah.
And also got abused by it because it was just, I remember feeling it the next day.
Do you know what I love is like those games that explain all the instructions in like Japanese. So you don't know what the fuck you're doing. You're just like, okay, what? I don't know what I'm supposed to do, but yeah, I'm pushing buttons.
You see the actions. Oh, I must
do this. And the next thing it's like, you failed. I'm like, I try. That's just arcades,
but but then in the 90s, like then we got things at home.
Yeah,
actually, just before that, Mortal Kombat on arcade.
I hated it, eh?
I hate Mortal Kombat. Just in general, I hate the Mortal Kombat game. They gave us great characters. They gave us great movies. They gave us like iconic moments in pop culture. But I fucking hate it.
I don't like the games because I can't do a fatality. So I hate the game. I'm just not.
You know what the other thing I hated of Mortal Kombat is that it never flowed. Like if you press punch, punch, you'd see him do one punch, one punch. It's never like a combo of stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
in the arcade ones, yeah.
Just like, you know, if Street Fighter, the character moved almost like organically from the one punch to the next punch.
Yeah, that's fair.
Mortal Kombat always felt like it's like beats, you could see the fight happen, and I hated it because, again, also with the fatalities, I could never. Sadly, used to go to the arcade where the Brighton he wrote down the fatalities and then he go to it also. But also, Shadley used to make me watch Mortal Kombat. That's another reason.
That's why I was saying sorry.
I've got PTSD now.
Do you remember the cartoon series or were you guys?
No.
I love
it. I remember watching it.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was pretty adult for like looking back, I go like, it's actually not really for kids.
Who was the source of that?
That what's the guy? It was a Night Wolf. What is he? I just remember him being a big part of that show. The cartoon. Yeah.
It was still Liu Kang, but a lot of like the subcast, Sub-Zero, Night Wolf, all of that, actually like featured.
But Sub-Zero wasn't a bad guy in there, is it?
He was, and then he was a
classic Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
But yeah, then we moved on to like if we go on to like home consoles, like that was very different because not everybody had a home console.
No.
You know, you had to go to your brasser to go play.
And just someone posted on Facebook the thing of one of the biggest lies is like a 99,001. That's when we learned lies and we also fell for scams.
Do you know why? No, that always gets me. No, it's because when I was researching for one of our earlier episodes, there's only like 700 odd games for Nintendo. So you go like, that's 1,001 is a lie because it's like
they
only
see. They just change the skins, they change the colors.
Yeah.
Every page is the same game, but just in different colors and speeds.
But the thing is, any game that I like to play, like I'm thinking of like Ice Climber, it's just not the same without someone, like without the other person.
It makes a big difference. Because like if we look at TV game, like I never had a TV game at first. Like,
really?
I never had a TV game. I had to wait. That's why I got the Sega, because I had to wait that.
I had the you know the white with the maroon?
Oh, the Famicom.
Yeah, with the con.
you put it on the side.
The one way, the switch, but that style. So switch, the TV had the first of the controllers in the console. Yeah. So I had one of those, and then I don't know how it broke. Oh, I don't understand where it went. Anyway, it was gone. And then I got a NES, like the gray one. You know, the fat.
Oh, wow.
The gray and purple.
Yeah, I had one of those. But also just like from like my dad's friend.
Because you couldn't find like a NES.
No, but all my TV games always came from someone else's child got something else. And then, you know.
Yeah. Also, osmosis.
Dad used to just come home with like, oh, here's a thing. Is this a thing that you like?
Yeah, go play it.
Okay.
Yes, you had that because you had Super Mario 3.
Yes.
On there. That was like
a kawaii Super Mario.
That's my favorite one.
That was mad because it was like, we also never saw like a NES before. So when you had it, it was like, what the fuck is this? Why is your TV game look like this?
Also, I think that was our first step of like seeing a game get better graphics.
Yeah. Mm.
From seeing Mario like 1 to seeing that Mario 3 and you're like, oh, they can do other things with that. But I also had a Atari. The single joystick.
Yo.
Wow. But the machine was massive.
like this?
Yeah, it was like a massive, and also had this finish, this wooden finish on the thing. It was black. And then it only had Pong. And that's it. It only had Pong, like that's one funny. Game. And you just see, it was just white and black screen.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Jeez, so you had that. Wow.
Brad, did you have a TV game?
Yeah, that was my first gaming. Well, aside from the computer, that was, well, so the TV game was my second like kind of gaming experience. And that was quite a leap from Alley Cat or whatever to Super Mario Brothers. Yeah, anyway. I love that. There's still lots of photos of me just jamming out on my TV in the lounge and stuff like that.
We will be posting this in coming weeks.
I'll go find them. Yeah, I love that. It was also just Mario Brothers and Adventure Island all day.
Your Adventure Island.
Sorry, it's not a TV game, but it's an old computer game, Asteroid. Asteroid blew my mind simply because there wasn't an edge. You would just
go through and you just,
and then if you hold like forward and to the side while shooting, you just spin and go through. And most times you can clear the stage by just going through that. And then there was also like, was that PC? Were those PC games?
I don't know.
Asteroid.
Asteroid, yeah. I think was on PC.
Playing it on PC.
And then
there
was a tank also. It was a first-person shooter tank game that was also in the same line graphic.
Did it also, did it screen have like that weird, like a weird, like reticle?
Yeah.
I vaguely remember.
Like DOS, but, like old DOS.
Yeah. DOS.
Sure.
That was like, you just have like random games on a floppy disk.
You're just grateful that there's a...
You're like, I don't know what this is. I don't know where it came from, but I'm going to drink it. But that was the thing, like also, no, like, PC, games were limited. TV games were limited. I had to go drink by my brasse.
It was probably only like, let's say 30 games in circulation in the whole world.
But you'd play that.
You also never knew how you got it. You never knew how it left. And you just go, oh, there's a thing. And now only in retrospect do you go, oh, I was the only one to have the game.
Nah.
We all had Asteroid.
Yeah. Do you know what's funny is like, do you remember when you used to like swap games with your brasse? And I say, you're like, okay, I'm going to lend this from you. And they're like, now I'm going to give you like a 999, you know? And then it's like, nah, but I can't give you this because it's like 900 games and you're only giving me one. And it's like, bro, what the fuck?
My mommy said, I can't lend you games.
Yo, that was like, yeah, bro, we appreciated games a lot more then. And we drank like a lot more because games were so like harder back then. It felt like they were harder.
Also, we started this episode with who published games. We don't know anybody that published games then. Like, we don't know who dropped those other things.
They didn't even, like, they drop a logo. We were not voice.
Yeah.
We only knew Mario and Nintendo.
Yeah, literally.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, who made Tetris?
It was some Russian, but we didn't know it was.
Just pre-start.
Oh, Sonic. We knew Sonic was Sega because Sega. Sega made sure that you knew.
You can't skip. And then also the soundtracks that came with him. That's also wild. You go, like Tetris had a soundtrack.
Yeah.
Mario, there's Mario, the Mario song, but what others?
Sonic had a soundtrack.
Yeah, but Mario had that underwater level sound also.
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't Mario, what does Mario, I don't know if you spoke about Mario and Michael Jackson. I mean, there's Sonic and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, so Michael Jackson was supposed to produce like a soundtrack for it, but there wasn't enough like data to put it to the quality that he wanted. So he was like, nah. I go like that. I have mad respect. Like, you didn't want to put out anything at like a low quality. Yeah. Like, very respect that.
Also, arcade game is RoboCop. Was also a fun one.
Do you remember like classic like TV games, like ones that you like really enjoyed? And I'm not talking about Mario. And I'm gonna give you a few. Do you remember Spartan X?
No.
Spartan X. So you played as like this guy, and
had
to go save his girl.
What? And then there's like five people that run at the same time.
Yes. And you're like going upstairs the whole way.
I think I knew it as Kung Fu Master.
Then there's another game, Karateka, which was like a fighting game where you play as like a Bruce Lee guy.
Pull up a
karate with a K at the end.
Karateka.
Karateka.
I bought some of that in the islands.
And then, that definitely looked familiar to me as
which
well.
Which one is that? Oh, yes. So that game had like, I feel like that game had more, like a higher frame rate for the motion of the, or like,
that game was difficult. That game was...
No, but like in the punch, you could see him swing the arm. Like it wasn't just like the Knicks.
It wasn't like the block moved forward. Yes,
it was actually like the actual thing moved.
What else is there?
Mappy was actually also a fun game.
Mappy was...
Why don't I remember any of this?
Dig Dug. Burger Time.
Burger Time.
When the burger pieces fall, then you must
stack them.
You must stack the burger pieces.
How do you not...
I don't remember.
Okay, Mappy.
Here's why.
Burger Time is classic.
Paperboy.
Paperboy was such a...
Yo, that game used to stress me out. Like, because you're like, let's get it.
But also, he was an asshole.
He was.
Like, he was a proper, like, a menace to society. Also, but there was no greater reward when you get to the ramps at the end.
Yeah.
Because first, you first do the one angle street, and then it's the next angle street, and then you get to the jumps.
Yes.
And you're like, yo, I'm doing tricks here.
I never made it that far. I didn't even know.
I also don't think I did. I've seen it.
Do you remember Tapper? Or the beer game where you must pull the... Where the people come to you.
Oh,
there was a clean root beer version. where you throw it.
It's Friday. We're recording this on a Friday. That's why we're doing the root beer
and
version.
And look what the site brings up.
But those games are also... Those games also, I'll play one stage and then go, I'd go play other game after.
Yeah.
I never was like,
lot of these games are like freak hard at the time.
Do you think a lot of the time they were so difficult because like they're almost arcade ports and the arcade games are designed to steal your money, to take your money?
Yeah.
So it's almost like that's why you keep dying, but you get obviously the different credits
The other thing is like now we think of gaming like that in terms of getting more money, in terms of doing those things. Do you think they thought about it then, or did they just go, this is a game?
The arcade ones, definitely.
That I must give them a little struggle. But
they definitely did think about it.
Also,
because Lion King was like that. That one stage was made so difficult, and they said they made it difficult so people would, like, if you were renting it, you wouldn't be able to finish it in a weekend. Mm. You'd have to come back and re-rent it or buy the game.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to play the game again.
Also, so I go like, yeah, they were thinking about money.
Also think maybe it was just more difficult because you were like 12.
And you had no save states.
It's like, if you go back in time, like now, you'll kill that game.
Yeah, but also, like, you know how, like, we better drivers because there was older people that could drive.
Yeah.
There was no older people that played games.
Yeah.
We were the first ones.
We had to learn it.
Yeah, like the generations that can play now, it's like in genetically, your lighties can play now because, not genetically, but it's in your world to play games.
Yeah.
And I have somebody who can like show them how to play and like push them, you know, like so, challenge them, like, okay.
So, Saeed, it's been a pleasure teaching you how to play games.
You are the chosen one.
We crawl so you can run and double jump all your way through life.
Do you remember with the TV games and stuff like that? Well, I don't know. I'm saying, do you remember? But maybe I'm the only one who had this experience. Like, I had like a couple of the game cartridges, and I don't think, I'm pretty sure maybe one of them was like a 101 or whatever. But I thought those were the only games available. You know what I mean? Because back then you don't have internet. You don't even have magazines or anything
you
like that.
You also have three friends.
Yeah, exactly, right? No, right. So like, so the one day I distinctly remember, in our neighborhood, like I had a TV game. Like my two neighbors across the road who were friends had a TV game. And then like a couple of neighbors down, we were all friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we each had a TV game. And like I went to like the neighbor across the road and I was scrolling through the things and I saw they had like a Looney Tunes game. And I'm like, yo, like, where has this been all my life? I played it and I'm just like, this is, what is going on? Like, and I would go there every day just to play that Looney Tunes game. Just that same house, sorry, this is a memory unlocked now.
Unlocked in the memory.
We used to go over there and just chill together, whatever. And then one day, like the kids who were a little bit older than us, they were like, yo, come check this out. Like our domestic worker, she can clock Mario.
Yo.
And I'm just like, back then I'm like, I didn't know you could finish Mario. You know what I mean? Because you die like a couple of stages and you're like, okay.
That's it.
Bro, we sat there and watched it. She knew every secret. She knew every pipe to go down to advance 20.
Nah, she's the goat. Like she's the goat.
Absolutely smashed it in like half an hour and we just like sitting there. It was like the first ever like reaction video, basically.
But you're still watching a magic. You're watching magic.
It was the best.
Yeah, that's unreal. Like,
also, how did she have so much time?
I was just about to say,
she was not working.
I'm like, yes.
I respect her so much. She got paid to play Mario.
Oh, the best.
Also, the house was clean and she played games.
Exactly. Yo, why not?
Magic, magic, magic.
Yeah.
She made it work. you unlocked the memory because, you know, we're talking about like, you didn't really get like consoles. Yeah, we had like the knockoffs, the family consoles.
Yeah.
Anyways, one of my mom's friends, her lighties, had a SNES, like a proper SNES. Geez. And I remember like initially, like seeing Street Fighter on a TV game, you know, that cheap knockoff one.
Yeah.
Then I went there one day.
Wait. Just to cut you. Was that Street Fighter legit?
I don't know.
Because I want to know.
I think that was just like a cheap ripoff port that they just tried to make. I don't know.
Because there was a lot of like fake games that they made. And I always wondered.
For the TV game?
Yes.
Were there enough buttons on the TV game controller for it to?
I only
had a TV game with two buttons, A and B. I couldn't play a game I couldn't play Street Fighter because I didn't have all the buttons.
You get like those knockoffs now where it's like you can only pick like four characters and it's like they can't do all the moves.
But there was a NES knockoff of Mortal Kombat also.
Yeah.
And Tekken.
Yes.
I remember playing Tekken at my friend's house on the TV game and I'm just like, what the fuck?
They were the arcades, when people come going home, they Tekken at home. And you'll get this like, Tekken for pools.
So like I go to, I went with my mommy and it's like one of those visits to you, like you don't smoke, okay, go with.
Yeah,
I see this Brazzer SNES and this Street Fighter and you're like, that's probably like home Street Fighter, you know? Nah, this is legit like arcade core. I was like,
actually, when you see Blanca in blue and green, and you're like,
I was like, yo, that blew my mind.
Speaking of that, wasn't that like the best thing in the world? Like when you had to go with to go visit people, and they had a lighty who had games.
Yeah. Yo,
bro, that was,
and you like you could play because I remember like my mom and them used to go visit like family friends. And the son had a PS1 and that's like the first time where I played like Hercules and like Oddworld and all those all those stuff.
Yo,
and
it was lit. It was like, mind-blowing.
For me, I didn't I went straight from TV game to like when I was in grade 3, I got a PS2. Like I didn't like I was playing PC in PC in between. Because I played I used to play a lot of the DOS games. So like I played like the Winter Olympics and like Jazz Jack Rabbit. Like that's like was my favorite game growing up. And then we just, for some reason, I don't know if we just couldn't get more games for the PC or at the time. Or my dad was trying to just use it for work stuff. So then it was like, okay, we're going to buy you a TV game, play the TV game stuff. And then I would play like PS1 by like my friend or like other people's houses. Yeah. But then it was like, grade 3, I was like, okay, I've got a PS2. And
I've moved to
grade 3. I had a PS2 until I was in like first year college.
Yeah.
But also, literally.
But PS2 had fucking...
But that was like in 2004, though, so it's...
How many years
it was 2008,
okay. How many years was PS... PS2 gave us like...
I'd say, look, it came out like end of 2000.
Yeah.
And it like lasted basically till... Like 2008, 2009, so like 8, 9 years.
I think,
it's long.
I think they stopped making it like
2013,
like 2013 or something. Only
crazy, actually.
And like Brazil got it in like what 2009 or something. No,
I don't know.
Like I think there's a thing. I'm gonna check now.
But I also think that's dope though too, because you know, like now getting if you buy the Wii now, because I've been looking on marketplace for a Wii, and I go, you have all the games. You have access to like so much more. It's not like you're getting the game and then you're only seeing like the end product. Like you're getting the level of games made at the moment. Like now with the PS5, you're getting what the world needs now. But now if you buy old consoles, a full catalog.
Yeah, that's true.
Fun.
Brazil only got it in like late 2009.
That's crazy.
Is that your...
Hey, how many years? So how many years late?
But Brazil, I know, is like a crazy...
Like 9 years late or something.
Jeez. They have... Like they was some out. Of the most expensive games, like cost for games, there is like very high. Like it's an expensive thing there.
Anyway, cost of living is expensive. Yeah.
But you mentioned something very important, the PlayStation. Yeah. And that, like, because that was like late 90s. That's when, that's when I feel like gaming, like, really started, like, but taking also, over.
Yeah.
There wasn't a, like, a long time before it was chip.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was like a year or two, and then the whole world had, like, again, we're a third world country and we had chip games.
Do you know what it was? It's like the PlayStation came out in 94. Like internationally, but I think we only started getting like around like 97, 98.
That's we had other stuff to deal with in 94.
Yeah. We were like,
it was other stuff they needed to sort out first.
We were fighting a political fighter.
They had to chip democracy.
Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say now.
but like the PlayStation, like that changed like everything for gaming, man, because suddenly, like,
also, home consoles. I was going to say Pride Month is that because he was like, it changed things for gaming. I was like, but yeah, I feel like the whole world took games more serious.
It was okay. Like, strangely enough, as expensive as it was, it became more accessible for some reason. Like, I feel like I saw more people get PlayStations in a shorter period of time than people getting like TV games, for instance.
How much did the PS1 cost when it came out? Do you remember?
Like ₹1,000, isn't
it? Nah, it was more. It was like ₹2,000.
Really?
For PS1.
Wow.
In 97.
Bruh.
That was... people went on people went on Umrah and Hajj just to go buy a PlayStation.
It was cheaper to go to Makkah and get
one. Any family member that went overseas for anything.
That's why people got so many PlayStations.
Didn't you that
that's
also
how,
come
that's
back?
How I got a PlayStation.
Yeah, they went to Umrah. To Makkah.
but your dad didn't tell you that he's bringing it.
No. So he went to America, and then he's like, what do you want me to get? Whatever. Like, if I can.
Yeah, yeah.
Ideally. And I'm like, I don't actually think I knew what a PlayStation 1 was. Or I knew, but I'm like, it's impossible. I'm never going to get that, right? A friend of mine, shout out Tommy, he had a Game Boy. And he used to loan it to me all the time. Like, if I'd go sleep over, then the next day, he's like, take the Game Boy home. I'll get it later.
What
whatever.
Color?
I think it was like the normal, the gray.
The gray.
Yeah.
And then block.
Yeah. And then I remember like, then I'm like, okay, dad, like a Game Boy would be cool.
Yeah.
Right. And now this, I think it was like 98-ish, right? And then think about it, 98 PlayStation's out, but like Game Boy was also still as good.
Yeah. It's portable.
Yeah.
If anything.
And then I'm like, and my dad's like, okay, cool. So he comes back and he's like, I got you a Game Boy. And I'm like so excited. And he's pulling shit out of a box. And then he pulls out like a PlayStation 1 disc. And he's like, I got you a game for it. And then I'm like, dad, it's not the right console. And then he just goes, oh, well, then you must just play it on this. And he pulls out the PlayStation box. Anarchy in the house, dude. Just, I was just like, running around.
Was it? Do they have photos of that?
No, I don't think he does, man.
There's a video that classic one of the boys.
64.
Yes.
Yeah, it was exactly that. And then he got me, it was Tekken 1 and 2 that he got. I think Tekken 2 had just come out at that stage. So he got me both of them. And Casper the Friendly Ghost. That's a game I still need to play. I think I need to download it on emulator. I've been like...
Don't play it.
No, I know it's going to be horrible. I watched gameplay on YouTube recently and I'm like, is this what I was upset with?
That's what you had. So you were like...
I also remember playing Tekken, having fun and at the arcade and then going, seeing Virtual Fighter.
Yes.
And I put his back too much. I fell off the stage and I lost. What the fuck? There's no fighting happening. No. I just stepped and I lost. That was one game. I hated the existence because there was no control on the end.
Do you know what did that well now was Soul Edge, Soul Blade.
Yes.
That did it like liquor. Like that must also had the ring out.
Yes. It was Yoshimitsu in there. Later.
There was one that had Yoshimitsu in. They put him in there. That was like a liquor game. They must bring that back. That Soul Calibur series.
Soul Calibur is on the Dreamcast on the Ambernic. I saw it the other day.
But yeah, like, I remember like my mom got me a second-hand PS1 with like 3 games and that cost like R800 like that time.
Okay. It's still a fucking lot.
That's a lot, but it was like cheaper, like way, like it's cheaper than buying it new with like 4 cool games.
Yeah. Where did you buy second-hand?
That was somebody at work.
But you know what actually happened was the adults. So here's the circle of life of gaming for adults, right? Well, adults at the time. It's TV games, right? They're in their 20s or maybe like they're like 18 or so. Yeah. TV games come out. Then PlayStation 1 comes out. They can afford it. They buy it. Then Grand West opened. Then they had to sell their PlayStation for money for Grand West. And that's when people started getting the shit taken out. I distinctly remember like honestly, I remember people at school telling me like, yeah, my dad like sold the PlayStation 1 to go to Grand West.
That's wild.
As I said that out loud, I couldn't contain myself because it's like, it's quite sad.
It's also funny because like, we went to Muslim schools. That was not the problem in the bus.
Not that we know of.
Not that we know
of. We were buying the second and stuff.
Yeah, you were buying it.
We were funding it.
Yo, that's why I think so many people like got PS1s because it was like people were selling it second. And see, they want enough money to buy it, then they had to sell it.
But I'm trying to think, is that classifieds?
You all remember the classifieds?
Classifieds.
I used to always look in the classifieds. I had no money, but it was just like somebody selling
and
puppies.
Cash converters, bruh. Cash converters.
Cash converters was.
I think I bought, there was something I bought in classifieds though. I think it was some console I think I bought on classifieds.
Classifieds were quiet.
Loved it.
Yeah.
I used to look at mad it trust in classifieds. Yeah. Like we'd be like, oh, this brand's selling it. Let's phone him. Like what the fuck?
Acoustic Gumtree. It's the best.
Oh, great title.
Yeah.
But also it's a great title for a band. But also the thing of you didn't know if it was scratched.
Yeah.
You didn't know if it worked properly because you also go there, they show you. But you don't know, you start breaking by the time you get home. We trusted the
world. Don't even know if it comes in a cover. Break out there with a disc in his hand. Like, you're like,
loose pockets.
Just a raw dog in the disc over there.
When I remember my cousin telling me the story, I've got like cousins that are quite a lot older than me. Yeah, so they had the PS1s or their friends had the PS1s when I was still playing TV games, basically. And then my cousin's friend's girlfriend, she was so sick of him playing PlayStation all the time that she put his PlayStation in Acoustic Gumtree without him knowing. So she put it on for like, call it like 400 rand back then.
Yo.
So obviously the O was getting like hundreds of phone calls a day, and he's like, stop phoning me, I didn't put this in the thing.
And he's that's wild. You actually could just dock someone.
That's mad. No, and that's not just like a cell phone. That's like a landline that they would put in.
Yeah, so that's one very funny story that I'll always remember. And then the other one was when my dad came home with the PlayStation. So he came home with, obviously it's an NTSC PlayStation because it's from America. We didn't really know that at the time. You know what I mean? You don't know what you don't know what NTSC versus PAL is. There's no internet to tell you whatever.
Those things are also just like rumors spread from.
You're like, I don't know what it means, but okay.
Yeah. So we would, like my dad bought me a few games, but then like a couple of months in, I was like, it'll be cool. Maybe let's see if we can find more games. So we went to the Cash Converters in One City, the one that's still there to this day by Valley Center. And then once again, I didn't know that there was a difference between a PlayStation game and a PC game or whatever. So I'm like, this game looks cool. Bought it. Put it in the PlayStation. And you know that error, please insert PlayStation disc. And I'm like, this is weird. We looked. Computer or PC, it says on this. And we're like, okay, fine. My dad drives me back to N1 City, to Valley Center. And then we're like, okay, let's try this one. We get it. It's a PAL game. We didn't know.
But did they
drove all the way
home. Did they refund you on it?
Yeah. Oh, okay. But honestly, I think we went back 5 times that day just to actually just get a game.
That worked.
And I actually think at the end of it, my dad's like, just give me the fucking money back. We'll go to like Reggie's or something like that. Reggie's N1 City was one of the only places that we knew of that was selling NTSC PlayStation games.
So that's
where I would go and buy. I bought Duke Nukem Time to Kill there. I remember that. So
here's the other thing. Were they allowed to?
Probably
not. Were they selling copy games? Was that also
They weren't copied.
They weren't copied. It's
not
just,
copied.
It's but just like it. Just the
when
different
I say copied,
region.
I mean like this Dino Crisis copied.
No, that's copied.
But you know when they had, because they also had like high production copy.
Yeah.
Mm. Where it would be, it's a thin case, but I know it's supposed to copy.
It was a thin case, but NTSC cases were thin.
Yeah. That's why they say like the PAL games are expensive because it's like part of it is like you don't find these crystal cases and it's only PAL games that use this.
Mm.
All NTSC games use the thin crystal case.
And that was black back discs.
Yeah, which was supposed to help with piracy. didn't work.
We are the piracy.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot more, and it's gonna come back to me when we press stop recording. Then I remember more.
Well, we'll have to do a part two somewhere down the line.
We have to do a part two, but I got like let's start wrapping it up with like favorite PS1 titles, just like random PS1 titles, just off the cuff.
Hercules, Harry Potter, Chamber of Secrets. No, the Philosopher's Stone. Sorry, that was the first. Yeah. That was the first game I remember playing all the time, and then. The first ever PlayStation game I played, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3.
Yo.
Nice. Shout out to, a special shout out to the T-Rex that we got to control with the demo.
Demo disc, yo.
And never did anything for us, but we just got to do a thing.
We played that like we played those PC games. We just used to be like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing something.
Yeah.
Also, special for me is, what's the music creator one? It was some beat maker game, but that was in the time of like Fruity Loops and those things. There was basically a PlayStation game version of those.
Isn't it Parappa the Rapper?
It was like a proper, like
a beat maker,
like a proper beat maker, a
synth beat maker. Music 2000, Music 3000.
I know the PS2 version of that.
What was it? Awesome.
It was like an MTV game, like a.
Oh, yes.
I think it was like Music 2000 or something.
It is Music 2000.
But there was one game that I.
It's this one.
Yeah.
Jeez.
There was one game that I enjoyed just sitting alone playing.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a game, you just were making beats or something. And there was no point of it. You couldn't win anything. Everything was open from the get go. It's just.
Couldn't export your music or anything. Like
put it on a memory card.
What must you do now?
Yeah, I just enjoy that. Oh, I
you save it to a memory card and then you play the game and be like, this is my song.
Take your PlayStation to the club.
You start plugging it in there. You're like, what are you doing? It's like, my song is on here.
Everybody stops. Let's just wait till the game to load. Okay, let's dance. look, there's too many to mention.
Yeah.
I feel like there's also, it's also depending on when you found it in the world, where you were in the world, who you got it from. Those are all reasons to like a game.
Yeah.
I'll give like a few that I feel like, okay, maybe not my favorites, but ones that I enjoyed were like Hogs of War.
Yeah.
Which was like, a 3D Worms clone, but it was really good.
Yeah.
Alien Trilogy, which I had. It was one of the first games. I just got it to the PlayStation.
I don't remember that even.
So it's a first-person shooter. It's like a Doom clone.
Yeah.
I was like, this was the first game I got. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'm happy. You know, I'm going to play it.
Yeah.
What else is it? Vigilante 8? I feel like Vigilante 8 doesn't always get
time and space, because you go, it wasn't a good game, but the time
but
and space
worked,
was right.
It worked for us because it was like, we could play it. That was the thing. We could play it multiplayer. We could play it on a multi-tap. We had access to it.
And also, just to get, not PlayStation, Duke Nukem. Was an eye-opener to go, oh, games is not
for children.
Yeah, and that's why we loved it.
It also allowed us to be in like a complete other world. That's the thing, like a world that was like ours, but different.
Yeah. The best. Tekken 3. Is like the first game that like came to mind, kind of thing. Even though Tekken 1 and 2 were my first like PS1 games, but Tekken 3 just perfected it. And it's the whole thing of like, you would take your PlayStation to your friend's house and you'd play Tekken 3 together, kind of thing. Same with Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2.
Yeah, it's a must.
Yeah. And Resident Evil 3. It's got to be Resident Evil 3.
Yeah, it's one of your first as well.
And then just also, let me just wait for my dog to stop barking.
No, don't. Silence on stage.
Do you know what? There were two games, and the one I can't think of the name now. Maybe something you guys can help me. But there were two games on the PS1 that I always wanted to play, but like I was just always too young, and they seemed too risque. The one is Parasite Eve.
I played two.
Always wanted to play.
I played two, and two is it's very trippy.
Yeah. And then the one, and I didn't remember the name until right now, Fear Effect. That was like a cel-shaded, also like female character, but I felt it was very, like sexually charged, that game, and I always wanted to play it for obvious reasons.
And I played the second one. I played the second one. I think there's a lesbian moment in the first game. So it was also very controversial for the time because how can games have these things?
SMSX to 350.
What was that second game?
Fear Effect.
For me also was No Fear Downhill Mountain Biking.
For the name.
Firstly, it was the brand of No Fear that was cool at the time.
Yeah.
And then the game was actually fun. Like, I really enjoyed the game. I think it was sort of the first one-player games that I got into.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of the extreme sports stuff I really enjoyed.
Did you remember Too Extreme?
Yes.
Which was like a very early iteration. So they had like four different extreme sports: snowboarding, roller skating, mountain biking, and there's something else.
But also Cool Borders was a fire one. And
I'm shocked you didn't mention Toka. Because Toka was a tank.
Yeah. We were speaking before we recorded, games who had cheats that made the game ridiculous was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian Lara had a beach ball.
Yeah.
And then Toka was a beach ball.
Toka, I can't remember what's black.
But Toka had
the tank.
They also had some other silly cars. And then also Toka could break cars. And then you go, give me silly.
The tank was liquor because you could just shoot everybody off the track.
But remember Tony Hawk's as well. Like, you had the big head mode and the low gravity mode. Yeah. Yes. Oh my God, so it's just fun. It's cool. Low gravity mode, you can just pull off the best combos while floating in the air.
It's like, where am I going?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Kick flips.
And then, sorry, one game I forgot to mention, which is sacrilege, is Crash Bandicoot 3. That was like
the easiest one.
Yeah, 100% the easiest one.
I did all of them also.
Yeah.
It was like, I hated them. It's a thing of, there was a level of resilience that the player needed to have.
Oh, yeah.
That I wasn't game up for when it comes
to the game for attack.
Yeah. Also, you must go do it over and over, and you die just in the final minutes. There's a jump you don't make.
Yeah.
But there's timing on it, and I go, I must do it.
Yeah. Same trauma got released when the Insane Trilogy came out, and it's just,
they made it harder.
Yeah.
They didn't make it easier. They made it harder.
No, guys. I think my relief for that was the dragon?
Spyro.
Yeah.
Spyro
felt a little softer than...
Yeah.
And an easier game to play.
Yeah. Than
more Bandit. Forgiving, definitely.
That and Croc. Do you remember Croc, Legend of the Gobbles? Yes.
Croc was one of those games where I never had it, but when I go to my friend's house, I'm like, I want to watch you play Croc. Because it's just Croc. So cool. I remember that.
There was like a whole genre of
Gek,
like...
Was it Gek?
Gex.
Same thing, just in a different color.
They just like take a random animal... Put him in a platform, make some references, that
give him skills that animal doesn't have.
Yeah.
Safe. Okay, so that's all of the 90s episode that we have. Give us your bangers, your great games for TV game, for NES, for SNES, for arcade.
For PlayStation.
And for PlayStation. Just cap it there. Don't give us any more.
PlayStation 1.
Yeah, PlayStation 1.
Tell us which casino was the one that hooked you up with all the games and the lies or so.
Yeah. And do you know anybody who went to jail because of copied games?
Yeah, we think it's a myth. No one raided no one's house. We heard it happen, but we don't know anybody.
The guy in Buddhism literally lives next door to the police station in Buddhism. He was the most notorious game pirate in Cape Town.
Notorious? Calm down. Notorious.
Okay.
We resolve notorious for real crimes.
Yeah, true. So we all know who I'm talking about, by the way.
Well, now we're going to take your questions. So now I'm a hamburger. Says, guys, have you ever discussed those old cheat injection CDs for PS2? Did you ever use those? They came with Play Magazine, Action Replay Max. So I don't remember like the cheat CDs per se.
No, but did Anwar have a Game Shark?
Yeah, I also had one. For PlayStation.
Yeah. The PlayStation had a weird system where you basically could just hack the game.
Yeah, so it basically just goes to the coding and like everything that they had put in. And you can just activate all of that.
I think that's what those CDs were in a way. Like, it almost like overwrite something on your memory card or put something on your memory card to
enable the code.
I remember getting them, but I'm almost like, how does this work? So I just kind of left them.
I didn't
trust them. I've probably got some lying around in one of these books.
I don't remember using them.
No, me neither.
But the ads in the magazines were great though.
Yeah.
Because we always saw those Game Shark the memory card looking thing.
Yeah.
And then you're like, yo, so you can just chip any game you have. Yeah. You can just chip
into it. You can get like any cheat you want. You can make cheats.
So I witnessed it once and I don't know anything else about it. That's my extent with my history of it.
It's like, yeah, I I can't say I remember the cheats. I remember the demo discs. Like, yeah. So I remember the demos. That was
also
jazz.
A big moment was when people got other controllers for PlayStation.
For PlayStation,
yes. When the controller had a turbo button.
Oh yes.
What did that do?
So it would like speed up like your presses. So if you hold a button, it emulates like pressing it the whole time. So
yeah.
You need to like tap a button, then you just hold it
you
down.
You could also program like a up, down, left, right punch as one button.
And then when you activate it, it allows you to do that.
Just look here quickly. This is, as you said, that I turned to this page in this magazine, they're selling those like third party
controllers.
Twin analog stick gamepad with 8-way directional control, compatible with DualShock, whatever. 8 independent auto fire buttons, slow motion.
I don't know.
And twin high quality vibration motors. Yeah.
I feel like that thing will, that was a scam.
Yeah, 100%.
Marvel, that didn't work.
But also like,
Elon Musk would try to sell it.
But also the vibrator and that stuff. I remember, I think Shamir had offbeat or a controller that it was loud. It was louder than the TV. Yo, it was a roof.
They were either insane or they were didn't exist.
It was like drilling happening at your house.
I bought a third party, it was PS3 controller, so it was wireless. So obviously you needed to keep it charged and stuff like that. But the vibration was so hectic that it would kill the battery quicker.
Yes.
So like, I'm playing FIFA and I hit the crossbar and then it's like, and then the controller dies. Like,
but also it was clear so you could see the motor just.
It was like spinning.
Yeah. And like, but also the motor wasn't balanced. So you literally, besides a vibrate, you would feel it lose shape in your hand because you go, I can't control this thing.
It felt like it was going to fall apart.
Also back on arcade. What was the point of the gorilla game where you hold the poles and it just burns your hands?
Torture.
Yeah, unnecessary.
Strong muscle. Okay, TNC says, I need to know, what are your guilty pleasure games that only you enjoy? I need to know the secrets and shame.
There's no such, I don't, just let the game be a pleasure, man. There's no, I don't think there should be a guilty pleasure, but also, there's no game that only you enjoy.
But on that list, though, I think it's games where if you're not supposed to kind of like them. And I think Peggle is of that. You go, it's a childish game. No. So I'm saying it's aimed at a younger audience, but you love it like you do.
I love Peggle too much to put it on guilty pleasure.
He's not ashamed.
I'll go to bat for that game any day.
Yeah, same. Don't get me wrong. I love, but also like, a solitaire on my phone. I'll spend my time
solitaire.
With.
I think solitaire and hearts. What's it?
No,
free cell. Free cell. Hearts was okay, but free cell.
Nah, I hated all of them.
That's something else.
I'm gonna go play that game when I get home.
I still don't know how to play it. Fuck.
I can't think of it.
Spider solitaire.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say.
But I'm saying it's like even though those spelling games, like I go, that's guilty pleasure in terms of there are other games I could be playing, but I'm just gonna spend time.
A game I will say is there's an old game. I found a copy of it online recently again. It's called Flip Words, where it's just letters. And you must like make words and then you build up a score. And if you build up enough of a point, you go to the next level. Such a liquor game because you just make words. Like you just spell out stuff. It's so liquor.
On guilty pleasures though, I'm going to put Leisure Suit Larry.
That's a different kind of guilty pleasure.
Yeah. That's a guilty court pleasure.
That's a guilty pleasure that you must go to Moss for and offer forgiveness.
Guilty feet have got no rhythm.
I wouldn't say it's guilty pleasure because people know this, but I like farming sims and I also like chaos sims. So basically games like Untitled Goose Game, Surgeon Simulator, things that have really no point and it's just anarchy there. I kind of just like it because they're mindless. And then farming sims just because like I just want to chill. And
he wants to show his children that he's a man of the earth.
We are going back to the soil, but not really. I can't do it really. I don't want to toil.
Soil under these nails?
Absolutely not.
Did you say he was...
No, I can't think of one, honestly. Like, also, same. Like, I like what I like and I don't feel guilty about it.
Same.
But I understand the definition of the guilty pleasure game, so maybe...
I was going to say FIFA. Oh,
no, guilty pleasure, then if you're going with that definition, I'm going to put down Dance Dance Revolution.
Fair enough.
I actually really enjoy it, and but I don't play it enough, so I think that will fall under the guilty pleasure.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's just because I saw it in the magazine now, but I totally forgot about it. But there's a game called Bugs Bunny Lost in Time for PS1. And like, if I think back to it now, it's not good. But, and it never was. But I really enjoyed it. So maybe that sparked my memory. So Bugs Bunny Lost in Time. There you go.
I'll add that to the list.
Yeah. I'm looking back here. There's nothing. I mean, no.
Like, it's so difficult to pick, like,
enjoy games.
Yeah.
Enjoy this stuff. Don't be ashamed. Why are you ashamed?
As a game that I think only I enjoy, it's a game. It's the soccer game from MAME that I don't know how to say it. I think it's like called Tekken World Cup. It's
Tekken. It's called Tekken.
It's not a great game, but I love it so much. Like, I've played it. I've spent countless hours playing that on MAME. And also, MAME Arch Rivals, the basketball game.
That's a memory
unlocked. Like,
wow.
My favorite MAME game.
You brought back a football thing. While we are going through FIFA and FC splitting and doing their own things, can they bring back red card soccer?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Give us some violence. Like, start doing stupid shit with your games or so. Bring back the big series from EA. Just let's start having fun again.
Fun.
Literally.
Is that all?
That's all.
That's all.
That's all. Guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Thanks for getting this in your brain. This is the Coffee and Controller Podcast. I'm Yasin Vance.
I'm Brad.
I'm Saeed.
I'm Shadley.
And I'm the only one with a surname, apparently.
Guys, season 2's just started. We're going to get some lucky guests on. We're going to go try and do some like on-location podcast recording. We might not record a podcast there, but we definitely need to go play the arcade now. This has got me listening for arcade.
If there's places we should go, tell us.
If there's people we should talk to, tell us.
If there's stuff we must eat,
are you big?
But if there's games we must play, you can tell us or so.
Sound like Avengers over here.
Yeah.
Anyway, bye.
Bye.